here we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, August 30, 2023. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Kay.
And end of winter, Gawler show time of the year. We're recording with the permission of the Gawler Council. We work in the downstairs of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Centre, which is a wonderful little place full of all kinds of research and tempting things that you want to just sit here and read books.
Yes. Yes. But it is a wonderful Cultural Heritage Centre, and I've visited a few others around the state recently, and I think this one is probably the best.
It's very good, and the staff are always wonderful and very, very helpful. So,
yes.
Here I am, kicking off with 150 years ago, the Gawler Agricultural Society's show. The annual show of stock has this year proved in a high degree a valuable and encouraging one. Fortunately, Thursday proved a brilliant exception to the clouds and the wet of the season, the sun having the mastery during the whole day, which proved a charming midsummer day without oppressive heat. Congratulating the committee and society on their very successful show, we would once more earnestly and respectfully endeavour to impress upon the rural community around us that it is a duty they owe themselves and their own interests to support exhibitions such as we have this week witnessed, but which cannot be accomplished by the committee if not amply supported by funds.
Wow. So, of course, we've just had another Gawler show.
Yes.
How long is it since they went to weekends only, do you know?
I don't know. It's only ever been weekends as far as I can remember.
I guess it was just such shows. Every town, of course, had its own show.
Well, I think the town, they used to have them on Thursdays. Mm. They were weekday shows. They weren't on weekends. I think it was on the Thursday. Mm.
Because it was for farmers, and, of course, the weekend doesn't mean
much. Well, it's
much
a bit like field days. They're held during the week, not on weekends. Mm. So, but I think they just decided that if they wanted people to come along and support things like sideshows and look at the wares, then they had to move from school days and work days.
As those things became more a feature.
I think they used to go to Fridays, Friday and Saturday, and now, of course, are Saturday and Sunday, because it's not that many years ago, back in the 1950s and 60s, you weren't allowed to do anything on a Sunday.
That's right, the Sabbath was sacred.
That's right, you couldn't. There's a wonderful story in Two Worlds about the tennis club. There were a group that wanted to start to play on Sundays, and the committee got very, very upset. So this group went off and set up their own tennis court. So there were two tennis clubs in Two Worlds, and one was called the Saints and the others were called the Sinners. And eventually the Sinners actually won out because the Saints lost all their membership, and so they were just left with the Sinners, who became the Two Worlds tennis. It was long, very funny.
So 100 years ago, short skirts going. A great deal of denunciation has been poured out upon the short skirt rage, which has lasted longer in Australia than anywhere else. Now there is a mood of regret when it appears that the mysterious fiat of fashion has gone forth from the mouth of dress designers and textile manufacturers abolishing the short skirt. They will never abolish it from the tennis court, and the bewildering thing to see is how, in other walks of life, people who have got their freedom are only too ready to cramp their limbs again at the arbitrary breath of fashion's decree.
And this is all for women. This is not for men, of course. It was women showing their ankles. So I think the short skirts were calf length.
Yeah, very long by our standards. Yeah. But, of course, during the war, I think, that's when
hemlines started to go up during the war.
And partly conserve fabric, I guess, but also because women were working and they needed shorter skirts because they had entered the workforce. And then after the war, there was probably a slight drop of the hemlines, but it didn't last long because by the 20s, of course, you get into the flapper dresses.
Yep.
So this must be an intermediate between the wartime fashion and, which of course, 23 would be.
Yeah, well, into the flappers. Then they were quite daring. They were up to their knees, weren't they?
Yes, they got quite short.
Shocking.
So
I know my mum tells a story when she was a teenager and she had to go out to work and she was picking peas and she wore jodhpurs, like she wore trousers and one of the local older ladies was quite irate, and she said to Mum's mother, "Mrs. Golding, Gloria shouldn't be wearing trousers." And Mum said, well, would you rather she bend over wearing a skirt and showing all of her legs and bellumas and panties? And she's much, much better off wearing trousers. Mm. And the old duck went off and... Because she was bending over picking peas. And, of course, it was much more modest to be wearing trousers than wearing a dress or a skirt. So, yeah, this the old dear lost that round. I would have loved to have known my grandmother. Anyway, 50 years ago, 6 local councils increased their rates. A general rate of 5 cents in the dollar on the assessment of the municipality was declared at Monday night's meeting of the Gawler Town Centre. This is a rise of 0.5 cent on the rate struck for the 1972-73 financial year. The minimum rate was set at $50 per assessment, and a general rate of 2.5 cents was declared for urban farmland. Wow.
Mm.
They should look at it now. Although the minimum rate is... still relatively low in area. Don't quote me, I
rates
can't actually tell you what it is.
Have gone up four times, like over 400% since we've lived in Gawler.
Yeah.
In 26 years. No. So our current rate notice is what we were paying annually. Our quarterly rate notice is what we were paying annually when we
I think we've all had that happen. So.
Yeah. Mm. If only wages had gone up that much. So, 25 years ago, access to the internet. Members of the Barossa community will soon be able to join the World Wide Web and get online to access the latest information through their local library. Barossa Council is planning to deliver public access to the internet under a multi-million dollar plan to be funded by the Commonwealth Government. Barossa Mayor Brian Hearn said the project would enable regional people the same facilities provided in metropolitan libraries. So it's actually talking about within the library.
Yeah, yeah.
But 25 years ago, the World Wide Web was still a new and exciting concept.
25 years ago, so that would have been 1998. Yeah.
Well, when we bought our house in 95, Justin asked about internet access, and the real estate agent sort of looked a bit blankly at him. Like, what's that? Why do you need that?
Yeah. So I think we got our first email address in the mid-90s. The first time I ever used a computer, I think, was about 85. It was the first time I ever used a computer. And that was when I was studying at uni and I was sick of typing up and then having to retype. Mm. And my brother said, use my computer. So it was one where you didn't have a mouse, you had your keyboard.
Right.
So it was control and then S and then to go up a line and control it.
Right.
Using the A, I think, as the key or whatever it was. And so everything was based on the keyboard. It was quite fun. Anyway, okay, 10 years ago, Nick's wooing your vote. Motorists beeped and waved at a man standing next to a 1987 HZ Holden Ute in Gawler on Friday. Other passers-by stopped on the footpath to shake his hand and have a chat. But South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon, who caused a stir while posing in Murray Street for a photograph of the Bunyip, is hoping the support shown by locals last week will translate into votes at the September 7 federal election. Well, that's it for the... I have nothing to say.
No, I don't think I've got much to say on that one either.
looking back, and he was very much able to... capture people's imagination without a lot of depth.
Yes.
He could be quite a deep man, but, he got elected on one gimmicky issue. And where is he now?
Yeah.
You know, if he hadn't been so gimmicky, he could have... Mm. But he was his own man, very much his own man. Very engaging chap, but, just...
Mm.
Anyway, that's it for the looking back
this
week.
Indeed.
We'll speak next week.
Until next week, Kate.
For all